I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the national co-chair of the Obama campaign discusses what electing an African-American president would say about America's history and its future. But first, bringing the Democrats to the Mountain West. Not long ago, Colorado and other states in that region have been considered a Republican stronghold. But a number of factors, like shifting demographics and economic challenges, could turn this reliably red section of America to blue. And that's one of the reasons why Democrats chose Denver to host the party's national convention. Joining us is the woman who led the charge to bring the DNC to the Mile High City, president and chair of the 2008 host committee, Elbra Wedgeworth. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, tell me, why is Denver the right place to host the Democratic National Convention, and why now?
Well, we really feel that Colorado has a significant contribution to make to the political process. And Colorado is a location with new ideas, new opportunities. And we really felt from the very beginning that the pathway to the presidency is through the Rocky Mountains.
I understand this is not the first time that Denver hosted the DNC.
Well, the last time we hosted the DNC was in 1908, so this is our 100th anniversary to host the convention. So we're really excited about that aspect of it also.
Now, some credit you with single-handedly pulling the city's bid together to host the DNC. How realistic did you think your chances were at the start of this process?
Well, you know, being a Westerner, I was born and raised here in Denver. You know, we always feel that, you know, you have that Western spirit. You put yourself out there and you can try to accomplish anything. And I really felt it was our time and our turn to do this. I felt we had the infrastructure. We could put together a great bid. And more importantly, we had the people. We have great people in Denver and Colorado. And I knew that we could pull it off. And so I got a group of people together. We put together the bid. You know, we competed against cities two sizes or three sizes of our size, and we were successful.
Let's talk about some of the events that are taking place this week. Many people think the speeches, the frenzy on the floor of the hall are the only things that go on at a convention. What's happening? What else is happening?
Well, on Saturday, we kicked off everything with a media party at Elitch Gardens, which is our amusement park next to the Pepsi Center. And ironically, in 1908, that was the same location where they kicked off the 1908 Democratic Convention. And yesterday, we had a green concert with Sheryl Crow and other performers in our incredible amphitheater in Red Rocks, which is a natural rock formation, which
a
lot of performers.
Place.
Yeah, a lot of performers like to perform there. And then we'll be having other events and activities from green initiatives to business initiatives. We have symposiums that we'll be holding with national speakers to talk about healthcare, philanthropy, all types of subjects, which I think is going to be very exciting.
Well, there's already been an anti-war protest in Denver connected to the convention, and authorities have been really anticipating thousands of demonstrators this week. I was wondering what's being done to guarantee order outside the convention without compromising the rights of protesters.
Well, we've always made that very central theme of holding the convention. We respect people's rights of free speech, and we always have been trying to make sure that we can ensure that. There were protesters, not as the thousands that people anticipated, but we are prepared and we're ready to make sure that this is a safe convention, but that we also respect people's free speech rights.
If you are joining us, we are talking to Elbra Wedgeworth about how she brought the Democratic National Convention to Denver. Ms. Wedgeworth, as you mentioned, you are a Denver native. You grew up in public housing in the Curtis Park neighborhood and rose to become president of the city council and now president of the 2008 DNC host committee.
So, yes, thank you.
What does bringing the convention to Denver mean to you?
Well, I think because I'm a native, I really love my city and my state, and I just want the whole world to see it because we have so much to offer, and we have a lot of values and other types of things that resonate around the United States. We care about health care. We care about the environment. We care about water rights. I mean, we care about a lot of different things. In the Rocky Mountains, you know, we feel that this is a convention for not only Colorado, but for Wyoming and Arizona and Utah and our surrounding states, because they've never had a convention. So this is their convention, too.
They'll say thank you, I would imagine.
Well, I think everybody's really excited, and we've been excited. I've been working on this since the fall of 05, and we've never lost our enthusiasm in terms of having this convention, because we know what this means for Colorado and also our neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does it mean for the city of Denver? I mean, if all goes well there, do you think it may change the region's influence on the Democratic Party?
Not only that, I think that people feel, you know, when they think about the Rocky Mountains, they think about snow, they might think about sports teams. But we also have incredible cultural amenities, wonderful neighborhoods. We have a diverse and urban city. And we want people to come back here not only for vacations, but also maybe moving their corporations here. We expect this convention will generate between $160 to $200 million. And we're looking at the future of what that means and the initiatives that we're having now, like the Greening Initiative, and how we can make sure that that's a live type of initiative and can carry on past this convention.
Mm-hmm. As an African American, I was wondering if there was a special meaning for you to host the first black presidential nominee for a major party.
It means a lot to me because of not only of African Americans that have paved the way and the legacy they've left us to honor, but also politically, you know, African Americans have played a major role in the politics of this country. And we want to make sure that that's respected. And with Senator Obama, who is an individual who has integrity and can lead this nation, I'm very proud.
We talk about this region typically being, quote, what we call a red area. And I was wondering what you thought about that now and if having the convention there will play a factor in how people view the region.
Well, I think so. And that's more of a kind statement. Usually what I hear is we're a flyover area. And so I really feel it's significant. About 5 years ago, you know, most of our neighbors, including Colorado, we have Republican governors. Now they're all Democratic governors. And it's mainly because their message and how they view things really just goes over party lines, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat or an independent. You know, we have a Western spirit and Western thinking that basically is being successful, and we want to share that with people so they can know how we're making these changes here.
Mm-hmm. As the convention officially gets underway today, as you mentioned, you've been working on this for years. So what are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to people like you that are saying, you know, Denver is a wonderful city. We want to have that wow factor. We want people to get on that plane after the convention and say, wow, you know, we had fun. It was safe. We learned a lot of things about Colorado and the political process, and we want to come back here because Denver and Colorado is a great place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We heard from the regular host of the show talking earlier in the program about some of the underlying tension that's going on between the Obama camp and the Hillary Clinton camp still. Do you feel that, or you think everything will sort itself out?
I think everything will sort itself out. I was one of the co-chairs of the Colorado delegation in Boston, and we had a large contingent of Kucinich delegates at that time. And I think that there was, not to this scale, but there was a little bit of tension sometimes. But then on Thursday night, all the Kucinich delegates had their Kerry T-shirts on and were screaming and yelling like everybody else. So I think that you know, people need to do what they got to do to work it out, and I think that they'll need to work it out because the bigger picture is winning in November, and I think everybody understands that.
Elber Wedgeworth is the president and chair of the 2008 Host Committee for the National Democratic National Convention. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I hope you have a great time here.